USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling six fires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe, which has forced 16,000 evacuations and destroyed over 170 homes. As far as when it comes to evacuations,
here's the thing about evacuation. Where do you go? This is a very family-oriented community, but not everybody has family.
Pro-life and pro-choice activists are continuing to take to the streets this weekend, either to voice their approval or opposition to an illegally leaked Supreme Court draft opinion indicating the justices could overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to hold a vote next week on allowing House staffers to unionize. Currently, staffers on congressional committees and in the personal offices of individual lawmakers and congressional leaders are not unionized, despite having the opportunity under the 1995 Congressional Accountability Act. The law and regulations put forth by the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights allow congressional staffers to unionize, provided lawmakers in both the House and Senate passed a resolution enabling unionization. Republicans have stayed largely quiet on the issue. The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke. Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pro-abortion protesters across the country are prepared to raise their voices against a possible Supreme Court ruling to undo Roe v. Wade, a move that would give state leaders the right to decide their own abortion laws. Missouri Republican Senator Vicky Hartzler is no fan of a bill Democrats are planning to introduce this week.
You talk about what Americans want. 80% of Americans say they do not believe abortion should be legal in the third trimester of pregnancy. And yet that is the bill that the Democrats are going to bring forward next week. Talk about extreme. It would allow abortion up until the moment of birth when a baby feels pain.
Border communities are overwhelmed with a large influx of illegal immigrants as border crossings are now at the highest levels in two decades. This comes as Democrats and Republicans are struggling to come together to pass legislation to reform border and immigration policies. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich joins Fox News and says securing the border is the first step in fixing this situation.
It begins with enforcing the existing law so we can prevent the chaos that's occurring at our southern border, and we need to take control of our southern border away from the drug cartels.
NASCAR drivers making their final preparations for the Goodyear 400. Green flag drops at Darlington Raceway just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Beep, beep. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV on Twitch.tv. Straight up, you're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show, of course. Wow, size matters in two things. Combat sports and pornography, or pornography and combat sports. Bottom line is, you saw it last night. Dimitri Bivol, just too big for Canelo Alvarez. Not that he was a superior fighter, like they're going to go down as Bivol being the greatest fighter in history because he beat Canelo Alvarez. No, Canelo Alvarez is an ascending guy. He's moving up a weight. I mean, here's a guy that's probably at his best at 154 pounds, 150 pounds. Bottom line is, he started off as a welterweight, fighting 30 pounds heavy. When you fight big guys, eventually, big guys prevail. I mean, size prevails. This is no doubt about it. Last night, it was all about size. Of course, the judges, I thought they were a bit off when all three judges had it 115 to 113 or a 7-5 in rounds. In other words, Dimitri Bivol had to win the 12th round to win the fight. Yikes. I had him up like 8-1 after nine rounds. And that one round they gave to Canelo Alvarez, it was like a welfare round. You know what I mean? Like a food stamp round, like EBT, like I was giving it away. The bottom line is, I didn't think Canelo was ever in the fight outside of the referee's instructions. Maybe you did. You hit me up here on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or if you prefer to text us here in the studio, you can text us here in the Ring Talk studio. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. So we'll hear from the winner and the loser. Actually, there was no loser last night because anytime you step in weight, you're showing your balls. And Canelo showed balls last night. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How is your car payment treating you?
What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my right here, baby.
The wire-haired wonder himself and promoter Don King. Of course, he's got a card coming up with Daniel Bryan and I think Danny Dubois. That's going to come up in a couple of months. We'll talk about that in an upcoming show. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and a little talk. We talk a little MMA as well. I'll get to the UFC in hour number two. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling last night. And anytime I get to kick Dana White in the teeth, you know, I love to do that. So hour number two, I'll be kicking Dana White's ass. Bottom line is the judges last night, when you compare them with the fan scores, I mean, the fans had Dmitry Bivol winning round after round after round after round after round. In fact, the total fan scores, I think, with BoxRec, they had it 117-110. That's a one-sided fight. In other words, you gave Canelo Alvarez three rounds. That's what the fans gave him. I gave him three rounds. That's all I gave him. I mean, the bottom line is I tried, and a couple of times there, I was really trying hard to give Canelo a round. I just was, because I knew that, you know, the scores are going to be a little, how can I put this, a little off. In other words, I thought the scores were a little off. But then when I look at the scores last night, they all had them the same way. So they were all consistent. I mean, they had all the rounds they scored the same. All three judges, like they were on the same wavelength or whatever, because the bottom line is Dave Moretti, Steve Weisfield, and Tim Cheatham all had it 115, 113, or 7-5 rounds. And get this, Bivol, as I said, after seven rounds, the fight was over. I mean, points-wise, the fight was over. Once you win seven rounds, the other guy can't win on points unless he wins by knockout or he's got some home cooking judges going on. I don't want to say it's home cooking. I'm just trying to say is that the judges last night, they kind of sucked. They just did. I mean, 115, 113, they should be arrested for a personality judge. Last night, we'll hear from the defending champion, still champion, Dmitry Bivol.
You've been waiting a long time for an opportunity like this, and in your first opportunity, you beat the best pound-for-pound fighter in all of boxing. How do you feel about your performance?
First of all, I want to say thank you everyone for coming. Feliz Cinco de Mayo! And Mexican fans. And I'm glad I proved myself today. I'm the best in my version, and this is belt. I keep this belt. And thank you, Eddie, here. And sorry I broke your plans with Gennady Golovkin, maybe. And thank you, Canelo and his team. He's a great champion. I respect him. I respect all his team.
Why did you believe that you could pull off this upset?
You know, if you don't believe in yourself, what you do, you never achieve. You achieved nothing. I believe. My team believe me. And you all should believe in yourself. And you achieve what you want.
You said before the fight, you didn't know how you would deal with the speed of Canelo. After that first round, how did you think you were going to fight him?
I felt his power. You can see on my arm. He beat my arm up. But not my hand. It's better. And he has a good speed, good power. He maybe his mistake, he throw only hard punches. After hard punches he relaxed and tired.
Did he ever hurt you?
Yeah, my arm. Hurt my arm. I can't keep my belt now. Vadim, please.
And we can see right here, if we can put the camera on your arm right there. We've seen that from Canelo opponents in the past.
But I expect that. I watched his fight against Callum Smith, and I accept that. This is better than my head.
Do you feel you were frustrating him as this fight went on?
Frustrated? What? No, nothing. I was feeling great, like I never feel myself.
But
do you get fight in my career, and I enjoyed this fight. I enjoyed when people crowd, when he beat me, and this is more gave me more energy.
But did you feel he was getting frustrated with you in those later rounds?
Let's ask him. I don't know.
We'll turn quickly to Canelo Alvarez. Canelo, you've won a lot of close decisions before. Did you feel you did enough to win this fight?
No, la verdad es que es un gran campeón. En el boxeo se gana y se pierde. Me tocó perder. No voy a dar excusas. Yo sentí que gané, hice lo suficiente para ganar. Pero así es el boxeo. Así es el boxeo. Le tocó ganar y hay que aceptarlo.
You have to accept it. It's boxing. To be honest, he's a great champion. Sometimes in boxing, you win and lose. I'm not going to give any excuses. I lost today, and he won.
What made him so difficult?
No, él es un buen peleador. Entra, sale. Sentí mucho su peso también. Entra, sale. Es un buen peleador. No lo puedes conectar tan fácil. Es un gran peleador, pero creo como te dije, hizo una gran pelea y al final de cuentas la gente es la que gana.
Yes, so he's a really good fighter. He's a fighter that comes in and goes out. I also felt his power, but I think it was a good fight. You know, it was a good victory for him.
Do you feel like you fought a big, real light heavyweight, and maybe the weight was an issue for you?
No, obviamente sentí el peso, pero no fue ninguna excusa. Ninguna excusa. Es un gran peleador, y como digo, es lo que es. Es lo que es, y se gana y se pierde. Es un deporte así. Hay que aceptarlo tal cual.
No, you know, I did feel his power, but, you know, no excuses. I think that's what happens in the sport of boxing. You win or lose, that sport, and that's what happened.
You're a very smart fighter during your fights. You usually have a plan B or a plan C. Why was nothing working against him?
Es un gran peleador. Es un gran peleador. Traté de hacer muchas cosas, pero es un gran peleador que entra y sale. Sabe utilizar muy bien su distancia. Y como te digo, yo creo que hice lo suficiente para ganar, pero... Así es esto.
Yeah, so he's a great fighter. He comes in, out, ins and out. He really manages his distance really well. I felt like maybe did enough to win the fight, but that's boxing.
You have a rematch clause. Do you want to do this again?
Claro que sí. Claro que sí. Esto no se queda así.
Yeah, of course I do. This doesn't end like this.
All right, Canelo, thank you. We'll turn to Dimitri Bivol. Dimitri, Canelo says he wants a rematch. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no. Rematch, no problem. Rematch, let's talk about rematch. I wanted this fight for... Вообще, я просто хотел этот fight, бой без всяких там каких-то особых условий. Теперь я хочу какие-то условия для себя, и, конечно, этот рематч будет.
I took this fight because I just wanted to get the opportunity, and I appreciate this opportunity. I didn't fight for anything except getting the fight. I'm ready for the rematch. I just want to make sure that I can be treated like the champion now.
What do you think you proved tonight?
You know what I proved? I proved to my boxing fans that they believe me, and
that they all believed in me, and it wasn't a misjudge. They believed in me, and I appreciate that.
Congratulations, Dmitry. Brilliant performance.
And thank you.
No doubt about that, a brilliant performance. Get this, he out-threw Canelo Alvarez. He threw 710 punches compared to Canelo, who threw 495. He landed 152 to 84. So how can a guy land 152 punches to the guy's 84 punches, unless this guy's connecting with body shots, I mean, and rocking somebody and knocking people around? I mean, come on. The punches just weren't there. I mean, what were these judges seeing? I asked that. What were they seeing? And I'm not trying to say these three guys are inept, because Steve Weisfield is a pretty good judge, without a doubt. Dave Moretti's had his controversial times in the past, but he's a pretty good judge as well. And Tim Cheatham, yeah, he's okay. But the bottom line is, they all came up with the same exact score. So they were watching the same fight in their mind. They weren't watching the fight that most fans were watching. They weren't watching the fight that I was watching. At the end of the night, I thought it was a rout. Like I said, after seven rounds, if I was Dmitry Bivol's people, I would have said, you know, we've got the fight in the bag right now. But guess what? They didn't have the fight in the bag. It went down to the 12th round. Had he not won the 12th round, had Dmitry Bivol not won the 12th round, they would have called that fight a draw. That's what they were setting it up for. And let me tell you, I hate to say this, man, but, you know, when you judge a 12-round fight, you've got the score in your head. You know what time it is. You know exactly who's winning and who's not. You fill out these scorecards round after round. You know what's going on, 59, 54, whatever the score is. You know it. Okay, so the guys knew what time it was last night. And to call that fight close, it just wasn't close. Again, I'll say it. When somebody outthrows you 710 to 495 and they outland you 152 to 84, you know, come on. What more do you need to do? What more do you need to say? What more do you need to say? Of course, it wasn't a misjudged fight. And speaking of judging last night, I couldn't believe the uproar on the internet afterwards by African-American boxing fans. They were elated. They were rolling over they were ecstatic that Canelo Alvarez lost. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. It's not like Canelo's been like an African-American killer going out there, but they just loved it. You see all over the place calling them different despicable names. And I was like blown away by it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Canelo Alvarez was or is the pound-for-pound king of boxing. I mean, he couldn't. I mean, you know, Dmitry Bivol couldn't have brought in them kind of numbers last night. And Dmitry Bivol will never be the star that Canelo Alvarez is. I don't think so, as far as popularity and or money. Now, what does Canelo do? He probably can go back to 168 pounds or 160 pounds, because here's what's up. I always thought he was a bit bloated at 168. I just did. I mean, here's a guy that turned pro at 147, I believe, or 140 pounds, 144, somewhere around there. Anyway, the bottom line is, you don't put on 30 pounds. I mean, if not Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao did it with, I think, Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. anabolic steroids, in my opinion. But you don't go from 107 to 154 pounds without any fat. That's Manny Pacquiao, okay? In this instance, I really think that Dmitry Bivol and Canelo Alvarez could fight 10 times and Dmitry Bivol would win 11 times. It's not in the cards to win here. And what did Canelo connect on last night? His arm. Outside of his arm, he didn't beat Bivol up at all. Straight up, a very dominant win for the young man, Dmitry Bivol. That's all I got to say. We'll talk about the undercard and some other fights as well. We'll bring in Kenny Rainford a little bit later. Of course, Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK. The Godfather Larry Merchant will be here today, as will Mike Tyson. Straight up, Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons a little bit later in the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Don't forget, you can check out the World Boxing Council's interactive website. Mauricio Suleiman's got a good website. Check it out, WBCBoxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV, Twitch.tv, and Veev TV.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get
the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champion the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you are.
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't leave it. The 5th round came.
Cleopatra was Elizabeth Taylor. I kid you not, she was ringside for that fight. Of course, Henry Cooper knocked Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay down in the 4th round, I believe. And of course, Ali would come back to stop him on cuts after Angelo Dundee played some tricks with the gloves. He cut a hole in the glove. I think he cut a hole in the glove. He denies cutting a hole in the gloves, but I think he cut a hole in the glove. Bottom line is, that was his undefeated prospect, and I wouldn't call that cheating. I would just call that bending the rules extremely. Bottom line is, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, comes to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council and AAA Discreet Investigations. If you need an investigator in California, a private investigator, check out AAA Discreet Investigations. Their website, AAADINV. That's AAADINV for inside look into the world of private investigation. If you need a private investigator, that's the guy to call. Straight up, Montana Love. They have hot prospects for the 140-pounder. Not me so much. I think the best thing about him is his name. 18-0-1 now. 9 KOs. They close unanimous winner last night over Gabriel Golaz. Golaz came in at 25-2, left 25-3. One stop, one draw and 15 KOs. Of course, the scores are 114-112 twice. Take that back 3 times. So a real close fight, but he got dropped in 1 round. And the bottom line is Montana Love is not the guy I think they are building him up to be. Undefeated welterweight prospect Shakhram Gyzalov, 13-0-9 KOs, won a of Uzbekistan, won a 12 round, won a hard fought, a unanimous nod over a tough Christian Gomez, 22-3, of course, with Guadalajara, Mexico. Mexicans don't come to fight on Canelo Alvarez undercards to lose. They come, they give it their all. Of course, they're overmatched for the most part. And that's, somebody said to me the other day, explain Mexican boxing to me. It is, I think it's bigger than sport. I think it's the biggest sport in the country. It's bigger than a sport. It's like a lifestyle or something like that. It's bigger than soccer. I think it's without a doubt it's bigger than soccer. I think Canelo Alvarez, of course, pound for pound, the boxing king without a doubt, and the pound for pound king of Mexico for a long time now. And he still will be the pound for pound king of Mexico. Maybe he still is the pound for pound king of boxing because you don't move up in weight and keep beating bigger guys. In fact, I was reading last week that Canelo thought he could beat Oleg Usyk at 201 pounds. Please, man, come on. You've been smoking something. Anyway, the bottom line is it was too much of a reach last night. I mean, you look at the size of these two guys. You look at them at the weigh-in. You look at their pre-fight press conferences and that. You say to yourself, you know, Canelo's probably wearing lifts in order to get up a little taller and this and wearing decent shoes. And he was because when they got in the ring, it was like a mismatch in size. It just was. And that bloated look, you know, he sort of like he looked like Roberto Duran. At like 170 pounds. He just bloated. I mean, he couldn't get the definition. He was somewhat, you know, somewhat defined, but he wasn't hard. He wasn't rock hard. And you can't be rock hard putting on that extra weight. He said putting on the weight was not a problem. You know, he was going to beat Dmitry Bivol and, of course, go on and fight Gennady Golovkin in September. That might not happen. In fact, he might happen. You know, Golovkin's 41 years old. He probably doesn't need a comeback fight of sorts because he's not going to beat Dmitry Bivol. Not if he bites him 1,000 times. It's not going to happen. In fact, you know, as noble as he was in that post-fight interview, he sort of like copped to the fact he lost Canelo Alvarez, right? Now this morning he's saying he thought he maybe lost 5 rounds. And come on, man. What fight were you watching, Holmes? I mean, that guy was gangster slapping you. He outlanded you 2-1 in punches. He outthrew you 2-1. Like almost, you know, come on. What did Dmitry Bivol? They were trying to screw him last night. They was, whether they wanted to admit it or not, going into that 12th round. I mean, the fight was like on the line going into the 12th round. No, the fight was over after seven. The fight was over after 7 rounds. But, of course, the judges did what they did. Of course, it's a travesty in the minds of some people, but not really because the right guy won. That's what I've always learned. No matter how crummy the judges are, no matter how inept they appear, no matter if you think they're biased or crooked, they're bought off, say what you want. I don't care what you have to say. But the bottom line is the right guy won. Whew. Thank God we were holding our breath on that one. But the right guy won, and that's all that matters. That the right guy won. Yes, the scores were a little off. But then again, you know, the right guy won. So at the end of the night, the right guy won. Speaking of right guys, wow, Shakur Stevenson last week, of course, now undefeated 20-0, the world junior lightweight champion, 130 pounds, of course. Dismantling Oscar Valdez for the most part of 12 rounds. I mean, I think a couple of the judges gave Oscar 1 or 2 rounds, but I don't think so. Maybe the third round when he threw 13 punches, I think he landed 13 punches, and Shakur only landed 5 or something like that. But outside of that, it was all Shakur Stevenson. I mean, double S. I mean, this kid can really fight. They call him the kid, the pride of Newark, New Jersey. Wow, 2016 Olympic silver medalist. Eddie Croft, primetime Eddie Croft. Of course, the B Street Boxing .com czar, the trainer extraordinaire. Now he's in Europe, I believe, right now. He left yesterday. But the bottom line is he said that when he saw Stevenson fight in Andre Ward's gym over there in Hayward, California, that he said to me, well, you know, this kid, he knew it then. This was 3 or 4 years ago, that he was handling bigger guys and better guys and world-class guys and handling them with ease. I mean, absolute ease. And against Oscar Valdez, he showed no deficiencies, none, except for the fact I don't think he wanted to dig. You know, sometimes he didn't want to dig in and throw 4, 5, and 6 shots. I think that he could have got Valdez out of there had he kept punching. I just think he could have. I think especially in that 12th round, I think when Valdez, you know, looked like he had, like, had the air taken out of him. You need to go with a guy. I mean, some guys gamble for greatness. Other guys don't. I think Ray Leonard would have gambled for greatness right there. But Ray Leonard, Shakur Stevenson, different mindsets. Today's guys, they're not of that ilk where, you know, they want to gamble for greatness. They won't gamble for greatness. They're willing to go through the motions for greatness, but not willing to gamble for it. Of course, had Shakur Stevenson did anything else last week, he would have, like, won every round. The only thing he didn't do was win every round against Oscar Valdez. Outside of that, the body shots going to the body, a big, tall dude hooking it to the body. Good Lord, man. I mean, this is a special individual. He just is. I mean, he's an incredibly fine athlete. I hope he can stay in trouble outside of the ring. Evidently, there were some scuffles with the security team. I mean, Shakur Stevenson had some issues, I believe, a couple years ago where I jumped all over him because of the fact he kicked some guy on the ground or something like that during a scuffle, or he kicked some girl. There was something going on there, girls, guys, street fights. fight, that kind of stuff. Something going down there in Florida, I believe. But the bottom line is he's sort of been behaved until then, after then. And, of course, he got in some issues the other night. Either evidently he was screaming something like, you don't hit my mom, or you don't hit my family, or something like that. So his family came in contact with the MGM security down there. But all is well. Nobody got arrested. And Shakur Stevenson, of course, will take on probably his next challenge will probably be at 135 pounds. And, you know, Tank Davis was saying via Twitter, of course, Gervonta Davis, the undefeated WBA 135-pound champion. He held the 140-pound crown as well and the 130-pound title as well at the same time. I think he's given up all but the 135-pound belt. He's talked about wanting to fight Shakur Stevenson at 130 pounds. He says he's going down to 130. So that would be one hell of a fight. It would be a pay-per-view fight. I mean, people want to see this. I think that it would be a fight, not for the ages per se, but for today's era, it would put two of today's best in the ring against each other. And that's what we want to see. We had two of the best last night in the ring against each other, Dimitri Bivol and Canelo Alvarez. But Dimitri Bivol wasn't a superstar. Nobody knew who he was. He will probably never be a superstar. Just not of that ilk, I don't think. In other words, he could probably win another 30 fights and they say, oh, big deal, you know. He was a bigger guy. He good boxing skills, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, he's not the superstar. I think he won't turn the cranks like Canelo Alvarez will. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, UFC, I'll be able to kick Dana White a little bit in hour number two. This is a two-hour show, of course, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Airs on Sunday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time for 2 hours live. Of course, we come to you Tuesday on Veev TV, coming to you out of Dallas, Texas. Of course, that is WBC TV. And the World Boxing Council has their interactive website at WBCBoxing.com. In fact, they've got everything in there, from diets to training to fight results to upcoming fights, you name it. It's all going down WBCBoxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, Tower of Power to the break.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Little soul vaccination coming back from the break. That means the Tower of Power, of course, is blowing their horns. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've been doing that for a long damn time. Of course, Dimitri Bivol last night, a winner, 20-0 now, 11 KOs. Unanimous winner over Canelo Alvarez, 115-113. Of course, it was the scores three times across. Each judge scored each round exactly the same, so I can't say there was some type of conspiracy going on, but the bottom line is I thought that Dimitri Bivol won all but one or two rounds. Of course, we take it across the pond and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford, boxing goodwill ambassador of the UK, and of course, the super dad. How's your daughter doing? Is she jumping this week? Is she playing, doing the pony thing? What's going on?
She's been looking at a new pony. We sold her pony because she's outgrown it. So she was out looking at a new one today, and it looks like after a second opinion early next week, we may have a new pony for her to hopefully
a new addition to the family.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, come on, you invest as much. You can invest as much money in that pony as you would almost a kid.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, let's go back in time. Of course, 2 weeks ago, Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion, still undefeated, a fifth-round stoppage over Dillian White. We knew Dillian had two chances, slim and none, and Slim had left town a long time ago. But Tyson Fury performed in front of 95,000 people. I thought it was a great event for boxing. What was your takeaway of that, Kenny?
Superb event, all done around St. George's Day, which is all too forgotten about in this country nowadays.
What is that? What time out? What is that?
It's like they have St. Patrick's Day, which celebrates Irish tradition.
Okay.
St. George's Day is something about English tradition.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, it's been lost in the annals of time and stuff like that. It's not celebrated like it should be. But you know, he made something of it, and it was a great event. The boxing, however, if I'm frank and honest, and you know, I'm a great Tyson Fury fan. I'm friends with himself and a lot of his team. But he didn't do anything, you know, that made me sort of launch myself out of my seat at any great time with his skills and stuff. But we all know Tyson Fury is what he is. He's a big, huge human being with that knack of winning any kind of fight.
He's got a bigger ass and he does shoulders.
Exactly. Let's be honest about it, you know.
Let's be honest. But he did close the show the way you're supposed to close the show when you're fighting an inferior foe. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Listen, take nothing away from him. He did exactly what he was made to. But you know what, Pedro? Let me just take you back in time, as per usual. An event like that, 95,000 people. A promoter comes to mind by the name of Don King. Mm-hmm. And back in the day of ABC TV and stuff, this is how the money's ruined it. Can you imagine that kind of event? Don King would have had, say, looking forward, you would have had Fury against Ruiz and Joshua against Usyk on the same bill. Something that will never, ever happen. But these were the kind of bills yesteryear that we used to see.
Yeah, well, the wire-haired wonder, you know, put all that together, and I'm really going to give the guy, I think, a credit that deserves to be put in his lap, is Seth Abraham, who's the president of HBO Sports. He was the CEO of HBO Sports. He was the guy that coaxed Don King in different directions, that coaxed Bob Arum in different directions, coached Dan Duva, put him. I mean, he made these fights happen because he made the money. He made the money available.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, memory takes me back to the dunes in the desert when we had Tim Witherspoon against Holmes and Mike Doakes against Mike Weaver too.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that one, but I remember that one. I remember that, you know. Speaking of the dunes, I was there when they imploded it, when, you know, they exploded. I've been to a couple of those implosion parties, and I had no idea I was inhaling asbestos and all this other kind of stuff, you know, because we're all drinking. We're drinking on the strip because I was working for the Imperial Palace Hotel, and they said, hey, we're going to have this demolition party. I said, yeah, I'll go. So we went down and watched it. They imploded the Aladdin and they imploded the Dunes at different times. But, yeah, I was sitting there realizing I could be inhaling hazardous carcinogenics. I mean, come on. That wasn't a smart move by Pedro.
No.
it just wasn't. But everybody was drinking and having a good time, so I figured I'd have a good time, too. Anyway, Tyson Fury, what do you think he does next?
He waits for the winner of Joshua Usyk. There's no way he's going to fight. I can't see him fighting Andy Ruiz. That fight's been spoken about, but I just can't see it happening. I think he's just going to sit back, wait and see what happens with Joshua Ruiz, where the rumor is at the moment it's going to be July. Where and when, no one knows, but July is the muted date. But, you know, probably Qatar, somewhere like that. I don't know. But, you know, he just sit back and enjoy life until this date comes about.
Okay, and you mentioned that the fight might take place in the Middle East. Is that mafia guy involved, the guy that's got a warrant out for his arrest right now, Banahan or Ranahan or something like that? Anyway, he's got like a $500,000 warrant for his arrest, his son and his father.
Well, I was just going to mention his name's Daniel Kinahan, and he obviously runs MTK. And then the strong rumor is he's involved with this problemum. You know, he's a multimillionaire. But, you know, the thing...
He's a gangster!
Of course he is, but you know what he reminds me of? Huh? And his name slips me. I shame that. I should know his name. The guy that run Muhammad Ali Promotional Sports. He was Don King's...
No. Harold Rossfield Smith.
Harold Smith. You got him. He is today's victim of Harold Smith.
No. But Harold wasn't in the mafia. Harold was an embezzler. That's the best thing Harold ever did was embezzle things. I mean, he embezzled like supposedly $35 or $40 million from the Wells Fargo Bank. He never walked into the bank one time himself. He sent Ernie Fuentes into the bank for him. Ernie got the money.
Yeah. I didn't mean in life. I meant, you know, similar kind of scenario where people were thinking, well, where's this guy getting the money from? The latest thing about this Kinahan is he had $500 million taken off him by Interpol, and they investigated it for 2 years, and they've had to give it him back.
They give it back? They give it back to him?
They've had to give it him back because he's legitimized it.
I don't think he's legitimized it in the minds of the United States Treasury Department because they have $500,000 warrant out for his arrest.
That's right, yeah, that's right. But as of yet, unless there's something in the news, I don't know about. He's not been arrested yet. But
okay, we're not talking bad about Mr. Kinahan on the show. We are not. Let's get this straight here. We're not talking bad about him. We don't want him visiting. We don't want this guy knocking on my door.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I'm kidding you.
He's good for the fighters.
I know.
You
know, somebody said to me the other day, you know, that Don King, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, the fighters made money with Don King. I mean, everybody was making money around Don King. Of course, Don King always made more than everybody else, but that's part of Don King's, you know, big business profile.
Yeah. All right. Definitely.
All right. Now, last week, of course, now a young lady from the UK, the lightweight champion, Katie Taylor, came to the United States to take on Amanda Serrano in the Garden, the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Of course, Amanda Serrano being a Puerto Rican American based in New York City out of San Juan originally, I believe. I thought she won a lot more rounds than Katie Taylor won.
Well, you know, I have to say I did not score Katie Taylor the winner of that fight. No way at all. She put up a great fight. She put up a great finish. It was an exciting fight, as all Katie Taylor fights are. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't, you know, I find no excuse for her, for that decision. Unlike, you know, we've mentioned the Canelo card. Now, you know, they got it right. They scored. You know, the Canelo did not win that fight. But how could you? On I think it was all scorecards. They gave Canelo the first four rounds. How did that happen?
Well, they didn't give him the first four rounds. I think they gave him the second four rounds. Anyway, the bottom line is if you look at the entire scorecard, they all scored the fight the same. So they were all evidently looking at the same fight. But I know what time it is. In other words, you realize that, you know, the boxing superstar is there and this and that. And, you know, I was trying to give Canelo Alvarez the benefit of the doubt in a lot of rounds. I still came up with 9-3 or 10-2.
Yeah. I agree totally. I think the best I could score it was, from what I saw of it, was like 8-4, being very generous to Canelo.
Okay. And back to the women now. Katie Taylor, of course, she was out of it a couple of times. She was rocking and rolling as far as her being ready to go. But Amanda Serrano, some people thought she took her foot off the gas in the fifth round. But I tried to tell people that moving up in weight and fighting bigger people, it is you get tired, and people don't want to realize that. They go, "Oh man, what's only a few? It's only a few pounds, isn't it?" Kenny, when I'm in the gym with a guy, when I was in the gym with a guy, I could feel a guy that's 5 pounds heavier than me. I could feel it.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. And there's no question. You know, your best weight is your stripped weight. You know, when you're in complete condition, your diet's right, and your fluid intake correct. You know, that's your best fighting weight. I've never in my life, apart from in the old days when the likes of a Bob Foster and a Michael Spinks went from light heavyweight to heavyweight, no one ever did it. No one, everyone ate to lose weight, to drink to lose weight, to train to lose weight. It's impossible to train to put weight on and be successful. The oxygen levels in your blood that need to feed that muscle or extra weight you're carrying, it just becomes a burden down the stretch. There's no two ways about it.
All right. Speaking of Bob Foster, you know what his secret to training was?
Nope.
Keeping the weight? A beer. He had beer every night in training. I kid you not, he told me, "Yeah, Pedro, you know, I used to have a beer every night." I said, "Why is that, Bob?" He goes, "Because I'd be weighing like 67, 68. I needed to put that weight on." I said, "So you couldn't eat food?" He goes, "No, man, I liked having a beer."
Wow.
He was a great, when I worked in Albuquerque for Lenny Fresco's down there, I guess I had about 10 or 15 shows down there and got to do some Johnny Tapia fights and Mahali Holm fights, things like that. But, you know, those were all classy people down there, and I sort of miss the New Mexico thing. Johnny Tappy was a bit of a head case. Did you ever meet Johnny?
No. Okay. No, I didn't.
He was a guy. I mean, one time we were doing a ring, an interview in the ring, and he turned on me from like, "Hey, Pedro, hi, how are you?" to wanting to kill me like in 30 seconds. I'm telling you, that's how off he was. I mean, he was a guy that watched his mother get murdered and this and that, and he never ever recovered. Of course, he died a few years ago from the opioid issue. So back to Amanda Serrano. She showed some class afterwards.
No doubt about it. Real class act. Real class act. I wish her all the best going forward. I really do. And, you know, maybe somewhere down the road she can get a rematch.
Yeah, but don't you think that sort of calls for an immediate rematch? We go right back while the coal's hot?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Will it happen? No.
Because Katie Taylor's people don't want it to happen, right?
Correct. You know, she got a gift decision. Let's face it, in our world, that was a gift decision. No discredit to Katie Taylor. She did the fighting, but I didn't think she won the fight. But, you know, to give an immediate rematch would be business-wise, title-wise, it would be a big risk. So I can't see it happening.
Okay. So does Canelo fight Gennady Golovkin in September?
Well, he wants to forget about the rematch. He needs to fight Golovkin now while he can sell the fight.
Well, Golovkin's only 41 years old. Is he old enough? You know what I'm trying to say there, right? Canelo waits for guys to get old.
If he waits any longer, the guy will be walking with a stick.
Okay, let's real quick before I let you go. Liam Smith, they call him Beefy. I never heard of him. I never thought of him as a beefy type of guy. But the bottom line is Liam Smith knocked the snot out of Jesse Vargas the other night. I mean, that was a pretty good 10th round TKO.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't seen the fight yet. I'm looking forward to looking to it tonight because I've been so busy. But yeah, great result for him.
Okay, is Savannah Marshall from your neck of the woods?
Not from around by me. No, no.
No, I mean, is she English?
I think she is.
Yeah, good, because she looks like she's going to be the pound for pound killer in all of women's boxing. She's scared. I mean, put it this way, she's like Ann Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Ann Wolf. Remember one time I asked Layla Ali if she knew who Ann Wolf was. She didn't know who Ann Wolf was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your daughter's got a new pony. I hope it works out well. We'll talk real soon. Say hello to her for me, man. You're a very lucky guy. Say hello to the family. And I thank you so much for your time, Sir Kenneth Rainford.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing. Back after the break with more Ring Talk.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
Ooh, I might take some heat for that. No, I won't. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we have some humor on the show, but there wasn't too much humor last night when Canelo Alvarez lost, and a good portion of the black social media just, like, jumped all over him, as, you know, calling him the CVS guy and all kinds of different deplorable names. And the bottom line is I think jealousy was happening there, no doubt about that. Now, real quick, I'll get to the UFC in hour number two. There was a title fight last night, or a one-sided title fight, but the bottom line is we'll talk about that. Of course, April, what a hell of a month for the world of boxing. Of course, Savannah Marshall started things off by knocking out Fermi Hermans. Of course, she's a wonderful fighter at 160 pounds. I mean, she's a female fighter. I think will knock out Clarissa Shields. The ninth, of course, with Gennady Golovkin beat Ryota Murata after some issues early on. Ryan Garcia beat up on Emmanuel Tagoe because Tagoe didn't come to fight. He came to go. April 16th, Errol Spence beat Yordi Ugas. That was sort of expected, but Ugas sort of blew that event or that opportunity to win when he knocked out his mouthpiece and sort of looked at the referee like, oh, I'm sorry I did that. But the bottom line is Errol Spence showed he was head and shoulders talent-wise, skill level of Yordi Ugas, the Cuban. Of course, they had beaten Manny Pacquiao. April 23rd, of course, the aforementioned Tyson Fury knocked out Dillian White with an uppercut. That was nice. Of course, the 30th last week, Shakur Stevenson all but shut out Oscar Valdez. Of course, the 130-pound championship of the world on the line. Of course, that same day, Katie Taylor had taken on Amanda Serrano. I thought that was a good fight, but at the end of the day, I really, 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 really think that Amanda Serrano won that fight going away. Not even close. I thought she won it going away. And, of course, Katie Taylor got the fight. Will she take the rematch? Probably not. And, of course, last night, Canelo Alvarez losing a 12-round decision to Dmitry Bivol. Scores were 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. I have a problem with that, but the bottom line is I don't have a problem with the winner. So as long as the right guy won, Who cares what the score was? I mean, we're nitpicking. Who cares what the score was? Yeah, it was almost criminal that guy had to win round number 12 to get himself a decision. Because had he not won round number 12 and he was ahead, like, I had him at like 9-1 after 10. 9-1. How can it be close after 9-1? But it was close. Had he not won the 12th round, B-Ball would have lost the fight. Oh, no, it would have been a draw. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned. After the racist, biased news, we come back with hour number two. The Godfather Larry Merchant will be here, as will Mike Tyson and Chuck Willery.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Russia has nothing to celebrate on Victory Day.
They have not succeeded in defeating the Ukrainians. They've not succeeded in dividing the world or dividing NATO.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Linda Thomas-Greenfield called Kremlin plans for a flyover of a so-called doomsday plane an escalation as a result of Moscow's failures. Thomas-Greenfield added that Russia put themselves on the list of countries that are state sponsors of terrorism. First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, meeting with the nation's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, near the country's border with Slovakia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some pro-choice activists are reportedly calling for demonstrations at Catholic churches following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the end of Roe versus Wade. Virginia AG Jason Myers reminds everyone.
It's actual federal law that you're not allowed to directly intimidate and interfere with somebody in a house of worship, their ability to worship God and worship their Lord. And so this has been brought to my attention. We've taken it very, very seriously. There's also a variety of different trespassing laws in Virginia that prevent you from blocking the ingress, egress, going into a church.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House has not condemned the illegal leak of the draft document. Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling 6 wildfires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released this week found that the economy is the most important issue to American voters in the November elections. 38% saying lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the top issue. This as Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says the Biden administration has created the inflation mess.
The problem is that this government has acted too slow too often. They created the inflation. Now they want to have credit for solving the problem, when in fact the problem may actually exacerbate the situation. The Fed does not have enough tools in the toolkit for the economy that we have today.
We're learning more about the new White House press secretary. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer, and I won 4 Golden Glove titles. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, they buy the tickets, they buy the pay-per-view, they have a different perspective. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for the Ring Talk listeners. Bottom line is the text number here, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You want to join us on the show live, you can on the toll-free listener line. That number is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are like about 17 hours removed from Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king of boxing, getting thrashed. He got owned by Dmitry Bivol. In fact, if they were in a relationship, Dmitry Bivol would have been arrested for domestic violence. He slapped around Canelo Alvarez so much. I mean, after 9 rounds, I had it 9-0. 9-0 after 9 rounds. What am I going to say? Of course, it was a one-sided fight. The judges had it 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds, all three judges. But yet, the fans had it 117, 111, or 117-10. The bottom line is, we didn't give Canelo Alvarez more than 3 rounds, but the judges did. Straight up, I thought it was a one-sided fight. Other people thought it was a one-sided fight, but not the, how can I put it, the diehard Canelo fans. At the end of the night, they admitted they had lost, but you know, it was close. Nah, it wasn't close. It was close only on the scorecards, and they could have been attributed either to ineptness or being biased. Straight up, might have been some home cooking there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with HBO, retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant in this hour, and of course, we'll also spend some time with Mike Tyson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No, no.
No, you're
just
okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. Okay. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
That's Tony Ferguson's wife. Tony Ferguson, the former USC lightweight champion, 155 pounds, of course, last night. He was knocked out with a front kick by Michael Chandler. Of course, he was the former Bellator champ. He moved over from the Bellator and world of Scott Coker to the world of Dana White. And the USC, of course, was the winner last night with a KO in the second round. Take it back, 217 in. Bottom line is, Tony Ferguson not the same, of course, since that ass woman took a couple years ago. He's just not the same. I mean, when you fight Khabib, things happen. In the main event, of course, Charles Oliveira, young man, is like 40 years old. And when I say young, anyway, bottom line is, he missed weight by half a pound, so they stripped him of the title. He couldn't win the championship. It was a 155-pound championship last night. And Justin Gaethje just happens to be Dana's guy. You know, Dana White, of course, if you kiss the master's ass, you can get stuff done in the UFC. You just can't. I mean, you can really get things done. You can't. Oliveira doesn't do that. Justin Gaethje is one of those guys that, well, anything Dana says. Well, as long as you're one of those guys, you can get along with the program. Anyway, Justin Gaethje was in it for the championship last night. Of course, Charles Oliveira was not because of a half pound. Somebody could have winked and looked the other way. They didn't want to, but they could have and made it a full-fledged title fight across the board. Anyway, submission, rear naked choke the very first round, 3 minutes and 22 seconds in. Justin Gaethje was the loser. Charles Oliveira was the winner. Dana White. His apple cart got a little overturned there. Carlos Esparza won the women's 150-pound championship with a split decision win over Rose Nahumanis. Rose, of course, is a girl that's been thrown in. She's been thrown under trains by Dana White, and she keeps winning. She was thrown under trains. Like, you've been thrown under a bus before? Rose has been thrown under trains. Anyway, she's survived and won. Last night, not so fortunate, a split decision loss. 48-47, 49-46, and 48-47 the other way. Bottom line is, it was a close fight in the minds of some people watching it on TV. Of course, Chandler a winner. Outside of that, there's no other stars in the UFC because the UFC is hurting for stars. They just are. I mean, Ovin St. Preux and Mauricio Rua. I think Rua got beat there. Of course, Rua is a guy that I fought, like, I saw a fight like 10, 15 years ago. I mean, the bottom line is, he's been longer than Dana White. As far as the upcoming future or the upcoming fights are concerned in the UFC, there's nothing on the schedule that makes me say, oh boy, I really want to watch this. No. Holly Holm's going to be fighting May the 21st. Of course, that's going to take place at the Apex Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Holly being the former world boxing champion and, of course, the world UFC champion when she beat up Ronda Rousey. Took Ronda Rousey out, of course. But she was a one-trick pony because she, although she's fighting in MMA, she's really not an MMA fighter. Yeah, she had the background. She had the resume. She had some training early on before she went into boxing. And I'm granted, she wasn't a rookie when she came to the world of mixed martial arts. But it's a different world. And I just don't think that you know, at her age, she's like 37 years old. I really don't think that Holly Holm should be hooking it up as far as fighting is concerned. I'm not trying to say she should go get pregnant and be barefoot, that kind of good stuff. I'm not trying to say she should do that. But the bottom line is, I really don't think she has anything left to fight and anything to prove. I mean, she beat Ronda Rousey. She lost to Misha Tate. Of course, that was a fight that her and her manager, Lenny Fresco, demanded from Dana White. They demanded it. They told Dana, we're going to fight Misha Tate. And Dana White said, no, you're not. You're going to fight Ronda Rousey in a rematch. No, we're not. They put up a big stink. Dana said, okay, you go ahead and fight Misha Tate. Misha Tate beats Holly Holm. Of course, that ruins the big multi-million dollar rematch between her and Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey would eventually lose to Amanda Nunes and say, I'm out of here. Of course, Amanda, and then she's lost of late too. So nobody really wins in the UFC because I told you it's not set up to keep winning. Not in the fact that you take these beatings. Even when you win, you take a licking. You just do. I mean, it's kind of like a guy ripping around your neck and trying to twist your ankle off, that kind of good stuff, and choking you, and he's punching you, kicking you, and kneeing you. I mean, the bottom line is there are no easy fights in the UFC. They just aren't, unless Danny gets you a complete bum like me or Anthony or something like that. But straight up, I mean, there are no easy fights. In boxing, we can get an easy fight. We get a guy that's like from Texas or that's like 20-0 and he's got 19 knockouts. He can really fight. So we get another guy from Wyoming who's like can't fight a lick, but he's got 20 fights and like he's won 19 of them. Okay, the bottom line is we put that fight together. We know what's going to happen. In the UFC, you can't do it that way. It just don't happen that way. I mean, and the fact that the heavyweight champion has only defended his title at the most, the record is three times. What does that tell you? Three times. Since 1993, the heavyweight champion has only been able to defend the title three times. Why? Because it's a death match after death match after death match. And Dana's got this going on, this game plan going on, so he doesn't have to pay anybody. In other words, by the time you get there to the title, you're almost already burnt out as it is, okay? A couple of title offenses, you're burnt out, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, some other guy comes along and he snatches away your title belt before you can make millions of dollars, okay? That's just the way it's done. Dana White, like I said, the biggest piece of work in the history of combat sports, without a doubt. I mean, as I said before, I was a cop here in San Francisco. Okay, I met lots of pimps, and one guy I remember real well, his name was Andre. Andre was pretty cool. Anyway, Andre had a stable of about 15, 16 girls, something like that, less than 20, but more than 10. Anyway, he had to work in the streets here in San Francisco, where, you know, pretty girls were in miniskirts, that kind of good stuff. And I asked him one time, he said, you know, what do you give the girls? I have to give them half. I have to give the girls half. So what do you get that? What do you keep for the other half? What is it half for? Protection. I protect the girls. So he protects them for half. He gets half of their pay. So the bottom line is he gets 50% and the girls get 50%. Okay. But when Dana White fights, he gets 79% or 80%. And at the most, now some people say he's giving the fighters 20%, 18%. Before it was 10 to 12%. Imagine this. You make $279 million last year, and all you've got to pay is about $30 million in pay. So you get to keep $240 million. Think about that. The pay for your company, it makes $279 million, and you got to pay $35 or $40 million for your pay. It's your payroll for the entire year. I mean, think about that. I mean, yeah, Dana White's a genius, business-wise. Of course, when they bought the UFC for like $1.5 million, they sold it a couple years ago to that tech company, whatever it was, for $4.2 billion or $4,200 million. So Dana White and the Fertittas, Frank Lorenzo Fertitta, were geniuses in the fact that they marketed that thing up and sold it. I mean, more power to them. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it is human exploitation at its greatest. It just is. I mean, you can't get beat up for $30,000, and these guys get beat up for $30,000, and you can't fight for 6 months, and, you know, you've got to pay bills, and they pay their own trainers, and they take off time from work, because none of these guys are very few of these guys are full-time fighters. The money isn't there. The money just isn't there. Just like boxing, few guys are full-time fighters. I mean, some guys have jobs, some guys don't, some guys live from fight to fight. That's not cool, and at the end of the day, you wonder why a fighter ends up being broke. That's why he ends up being broke. He's getting paid nickels and dimes. He's throwing out quarters in the meantime. In other words, he's taking the nickels and dimes, and he's throwing out quarters. He's got to pay for his family. He's got to pay for his food. He's got to pay for his training. He can't work during the weeks that he's training, right? So he's got to take work time off his job. The bottom line is it's a never-ending circle for the fighter. And unless you strike it, like, super big, like John Jones, I think John Jones has sort of carved out his own niche as the former UFC light heavyweight champion. Of course, John Bones Jones probably going to hook it up with listen, when I saw the heavyweight champion Tyson Fury on TV a couple weeks ago, and Francis Ngannou call him an MF or something like that, that wasn't too cool. You know, that wasn't too cool at all. But Francis Ngannou, I think Francis Ngannou would be a great, great fight for Tyson Fury. I would, because Tyson Fury, I mean, he could use an easy fight here and there. Put 95,000 people in Wembley Stadium for that one, and people say to me, oh, you know, Francis Ngannou is a UFC champion. He's got no boxing background. Yes, he does have a boxing background. In fact, he had like 8 or 9 professional boxing matches, so it's not queer to him. He knows what time it is with his gloves only. So him and Tyson Fury, I'd go for that. But back to the John Jones thing. John Jones and Francis Ngannou will be the biggest fight in UFC history, but it won't be with the UFC. I think both guys, in my opinion, will wait until their contract's done and they say goodbye, Dana, and they'll give them that middle finger that I can't point on the air. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Dana, look at this one, the middle finger. And that's what they'll do to him, and he'll be gone, and Dana will be saying, oh, it's a bogus event. It's a bogus event. That's what Dana will be saying as the pay-per-view numbers roll in. I think it'll be the biggest. I think it'll be bigger than Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather as far as pay-per-view is concerned. I really think so. I think it's got that type of potential. Why do I say that? These guys are superstars, no doubt about it. Ngannou will capture the world without a doubt. And, of course, Tyson Fury's always captured the world. So you got both guys coming together, both heavyweight champions. That would be a great fight. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be Jan Jones and Francis Ngannou for the heavyweight championship of something, the heavyweight championship of MMA, because obviously they will no longer be with the UFC. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. People were talking a little bit earlier in the hour, or early in the show, about the world's greatest promoter, Don King. And why isn't Don King doing things? Well, he's got a card in June. It'll be Daniel Dubois taking on Daniel Bryan, I think, for the WBA heavyweight title or a portion of the WBA heavyweight title. So Don King is back in the fold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. You want to say hi to the Jockamans down there in Dallas, Texas. They run Veeve TV and WBC TV. Without them,
are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing.
The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to tell you something. When Henry Armstrong and Sugar Ray Robinson, back in their days, they didn't fight the top guy every time. And that was a time when money was scarce and they had to fight a lot to live a lot. I am very excited about Canelo's plan to fight three or four times next year. If that's every 3 months, that's a big deal. Maybe it will inspire other top fighters to fight more. But if I know that Canelo is fighting every 3 or 4 months and I have something to look forward to, I think that's a really good thing for boxing. You know, there are guys out there who should fight like Charlo, and like maybe they're demanding too much money. Maybe the promoters want stuff that they're not going to get. I don't know. But I'm glad that Canelo is going to be out there and wants to be great. And maybe he's answering the cries of his people to fight more. But I think it would be a great thing for the comeback of boxing after the pandemic that he has fought 3 or 4 times in a year.
I agree, and of course, last night he stepped up as far as weight's concerned. And of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And last night, size was the prevailing factor, I believe. Of course, at this point in time, we take it to Santa Monica, California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, the husband of Mrs. Patricia Merchant, Stitch Merchant. Bottom line is, his name is Larry Merchant. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing pretty good on a Sunday morning, and just reading about the fight. I saw the fight. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for your call.
Well, I thought, you know, they see, you know, the scores I thought were a little close, but as long as the right guy won. This is what Mark Ratner and Chuck Minker. Chuck Minker, the former Athletic Commission director who died from cancer in 1993, he used to tell me, forget about the scores, Pedro, as long as the right guy won. And the right guy won.
Correct. And he won in another hometown arena for the fighter regarded as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. And that was a difficult call. But Bivol, how is his name?
Bivol.
He was just too good from the start of the fight. He was very competitive, very smart, a good boxer, puncher, and he clearly won the fight. And it was if Canelo was going to keep fighting guys bigger than him, eventually he was going to fight guys not just bigger, but as good as him.
Yeah,
maybe better.
Well, you know, I will say this: there's no shame in stepping up in weight. I mean, I thought at one point in time where I was having a little difficulty making junior welterweight. I said I would move up to welterweight, and I beat a bunch of guys down there in Modesto and things like that in the farm areas. But when I stepped up against a real welterweight, I realized he was bigger than I, and I got trashed. I mean, size is... I know some people think a few pounds is nothing, but 8 pounds between junior welterweight and welterweight, that was like I couldn't imagine how big it was until I got into the ring.
Well, you know, back when I first met Alvarez, wasn't he a welterweight or junior welterweight?
Yeah, junior welter.
You know, so we're talking about a guy whose frame is already framed. He was maybe a 18, 19, 20-year-old, and here he is fighting light heavyweights. Now, he beat Kovalev, who had an unfortunate decline in his ability and was slow and so on and so forth.
He was thirsty all the time, Larry. you caught that, right?
No.
He's a drinker. Kovalev was a drunk, or is a drunk.
Well, he's not the first one, and but whatever the cause of his sudden decline, we all saw Alvarez stop him in a late round.
Yep.
And he's won some good fights since that time. Against tall opponents, but nobody as good as this guy was. I was reminded, as I watched the fight, of as a boy or a teenager, I don't remember, I listened to Sugar Ray Robinson, who started his career as a junior lightweight.
Whoa.
Became the greatest welter ever and best ever in this or that, but passed his best, fighting Joey Maxim,
wow,
who was not a great fighter, but a good light heavyweight and a good boxer. And it was a hot night at Yankee Stadium, and Sugar Ray Robinson couldn't go the last few rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended the fight. So there are precedents for what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what happens next for Canelo? Will he come back? Will he go back to 68 and be satisfied with that? I mean, he's got the frame of a middleweight to me.
Yeah.
And so it goes. Some of, you know, you fight young guys, eager guys, and occasionally a really good fighter, and you lose.
You brought up Joey Maxim. When he was in Las Vegas like a couple years before he passed away, and in the 90s, I remember you telling him, he goes, "Kid, it wasn't the weather, it was me." I said, okay, I wasn't going to argue with him. But the bottom line is, that was Joey Maxim back in the day. Boxing's been hot. I mean, I mentioned a little bit earlier, April's been recruited Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez last week. Of course, the women hooked it up. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, they did like a million views, a sold-out Madison Square Garden. I mean, boxing seems to be rocking and rolling. Of course, next week, got one of the Charlo brothers going. But I'm sort of if I was a boxing fan, I would be sort of contented the last couple of months.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, I know those two women got or guaranteed $1 million each. But if you're telling me they had 1 million pay-per-views?
No, they had 1.5 million viewers. Not pay-per-views, people on DAZN, regular DAZN viewers.
Gotcha. Okay. But I didn't see the fight, but one of the good parts of not having power, if you want to be a good fighter, you better be a busy fighter. And apparently they gave the fans what they came to see. But going back to last night, I thought a minute into the first round that Canelo was in trouble.
Yeah, I thought in the referee's instructions.
Well, you knew that. I had never laid eyes on the Russian, so I couldn't be sure. You know, why would you pick against a fighter who has won
everything?
2 million fights in a row.
Yeah, well, no, and you wouldn't. But the bottom line is, you know, eventually when you bite, you bite off too much. Whether it's in age and sticking around the game too long or moving up in weight, eventually you bite off too much. He's to be commended for biting off too much. I mean, the bottom line is he was beaten by a bigger guy last night. He can go back to 160 pounds or 168, wherever he feels comfortable, and do his thing there. But the bottom line is he's not a light heavyweight.
You got that right.
Okay.
And
now,
his plans included fighting Tyson Fury. It was a good thing that he lost this one.
He's talking about Oleg Usyk or some crazy stuff like it. Speaking of Sergey Kovalev, he's back next week against some guy by the name of Tervel Pulev. That's going to take place down in your neck in the woods, the L.A. Forum. And then that same day, you know, I probably shouldn't even mention this guy's name, but I'm going to mention it. Floyd Mayweather is going to do something in Dubai or something like that on the roof of some hotel for some big money. Why does it kill me that he's still making money? Why does it bother me? Why does it irk me?
Well, it's rare that a fighter who is mainly a boxer and whose first job in the ring he thinks is to not get hit makes the kind of money that Floyd Mayweather did. His excitement ended when the first bell rang, as I did out a number of times. And yet he sustained it. He used the media to build himself up into a horror show, and he made three fortunes or 10 fortunes, I don't know. And he's retired. Okay. Good for him.
Good way to put it. I think he pulled off the biggest con ever, a bigger con than Robert Redford and Paul Newman in the movie The Sting. I mean, that was the sting of all stings, Floyd Mayweather's career.
In a way, it was. But it's a business as well as a sport, like all sports. And he knew what sold. And he turned himself into a contrarian and a bad guy and a star at all of the stuff that goes on before and after fights.
Okay.
And he cons his way into a triple fortune.
No doubt about that. Godfather, you have a good day. Kiss the Godmama. We'll talk next week.
You got it. Have a great day yourself.
We're honored always. Day. Retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Okay, it's time to have a little fun at somebody else's expense. That's the way we do things right here, right? Never at my expense. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, having trashed the world of MMA already, and Dana White, I do want to say this. I think the concept is okay. I mean, I'm not against the concept. I just don't think that fighters should be paid fairly and adequately, and I just don't think they are in the world of the UFC. As long as Dana keeps pimping guys, I'm going to keep kicking Dana's ass. Now, back to the subject at hand. Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons were married back in 1989, somewhere around there. Anyway, after they got married and they got divorced, of course, I ended up calling her Robin Gibbons in a national publication. Now, Robin Gibbons is spelled R-O-B-I-N, correct? Robin, right? But I called her Robin, R-O-B-I-N, R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. In other words, Robbing. Robbing, not Robin, Robbing, okay? So she got upset about it, and believe it or not, I got the cease and desist letter from a lawyer from Detroit. I said, what the hell is this? He said, you got to stop doing this. Oh, you got to be kidding me. So I remember calling the lawyer on the phone and giving him a bad time, telling him, come get me, come. I could lose, I mean, I would love the publicity. At that point in time, I had a big network backing me up, so, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I didn't have to go to, I see, I had Perry Mason. I had a good lawyer. I didn't have to worry about anything like that. No, I'm not, I can't call them kind of shots, but the bottom line is back then I could, okay? And at the end of the day, I prevailed. I refused to call her, you know, anything but Robin Gibbons. When I had her on the air, when I talked about her on the air, I spelled her name just the way I said it, R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. In other words, you just take off the G because she was robbing Tyson, no doubt about that. Anyway, the bottom line is Mike Tyson, of course, and Robin Gibbons ended up spending some time with my boy on In Living Color.
Hi, welcome back to Love Connection. Told you we'd be back in 2 and 2. Our next guest says she likes her men to be very wealthy. Let's say hello to Robin Gibbons. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Charles.
Don't ever call me Charles. I'll go off. So, Robin, tell us about this wealthy thing.
Well, Chuck, I don't want people thinking that I'm the type of woman who's only interested in the size of a man's wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are things that are just as important.
Like what?
Well, like what's in the wallet. Am I right? Thank you.
Okay. Well, Robin, last time you were here, you picked a man to go out with. Now you're back to tell us how it went. Let's say hello to Mike Tyson.
Hello, Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Robin. How you doing, Chuck?
Hi there, Mike. How are you?
Well, I gotta say, I'm really ecstatic to be here.
All righty then. Robin, tell us how the date started.
Well, at first I called Michael, and of course things didn't go very well because he's just a boxer from Brooklyn, and of course I was a Harvard medical student.
What about you, Mike? What did you think of Robin?
Oh, well, Chuck, when I first saw Robin, I was ecstatic. And she had this really tight dress on, you know, the kind with the push-up bra, and her breasts were, like, popping right out, like, hitting me right in the eye, you know? And as soon as I saw him, Chuck, I said, wow, I'm in love, you know?
Sounds like you two really hit it off. So where'd you go first?
Well, first, Chuck, we went to this lovely little jewelry store where I allowed Michael to purchase me a very lovely ruby, diamond, and sapphire collection and a matching car.
Sounds nice. You give Mike anything?
Lithium.
It made me feel really ecstatic, Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we know, Michael. We know.
So, where'd you go next?
Well, then we went to the most beautiful little wedding chapel where my mother was waiting with a justice of the peace, and we got married! Thank you very much!
Mike, what did you think of Robin's mother?
Well, I gotta be honest, Chuck, I wasn't too ecstatic. You know, I looked at her mom, the first thing I thought was, wow, this lady really needs a hair weave. I'm really sorry, darling, but your mom's head, her forehead is just way too big. She just has a little, too little hair to cover it, you know? But I tell you something, though, what really separates Robin from her mom is class. Because the Franks were still bothering me because I had a boiled egg, too. And I kind of cut one in the car, you know? And her mom made a big stink out of it.
Robin, we're almost out of time. Tell us about the rest of the date.
Well, Charles, after the bank, the lithium began to wear off, and Michael went a little wild.
Oh,
didn't
come
you,
on, Robin.
What happened, Mike?
Oh, well, Chuck, it was really simple. It was quite innocent. You know, I was in the parking lot picking up the car. I'm waiting on Robin and her mom. And I see this girl. She has a really nice butt. So I walk over. I go, hi, my name is Mike. And then I shove my tongue down her throat, you know? And this guy comes over and goes, hey, that's my mother. So I punch him in his gut, you know, and he started making little moving noises. It was pretty funny. He was like, oh, God, I'm bleeding internally. It was pretty funny, huh? And it reminded me of the Bonecrusher Smith fight where I hit him in his third rib and then tried to push his nose up into his brain, you know? I came up with a rib.
Whoa, ding, ding.
Down.
Ding. Wow, that was quite a date. Let's see who our audience picked for you. Was it Mike? John Kennedy Jr. or Donald Trump? They picked Mike by 41%. So if you two would like to go out again, ultimately Mike will pay for it.
Well, there is a lovely little fur salon I'd like to go to. Michael, I wouldn't mind.
What about you, Mike? Well, be sure to come back and tell us about it. Hey, Mike, maybe I'll see you on Scrabble sometime. Yeah, right.
Hey, ecstatic. E-X-K-I-T. All right?
Are you going to tell him he's wrong? Well, that's it, folks. I'm Chuck Woolery. Until next time, may all your dates be a matter of public record.
The Love Connection, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens. Of course, the beginning of their relationship ended up on TV. It started on TV. Of course, Ruth Roper, I thought she was the most interesting character of the Mike Tyson, Robin Givens trio. In other words, she was the mother of Robin Givens, and she had an affair with Dave Winfield of the New York Yankees, and then she claimed in a lawsuit that he gave her herpes. I mean, in a lawsuit. So she went public with it. Anyway, bottom line is the mother was a piece of work without a doubt, but the daughter was a real piece of work. Jermall Charlo, the 154-pounder, of course, had that draw last time with Brian Castano. They're going to hook it up one more time. Of course, it was a split decision draw the last time. One judge had Charlo 117-111. We're talking about the WBC 154-pound champion, Jermall Charlo. And one judge had even Chim Cheatman. Of course, he was part of that scoring last night. They had it 115-113 for Dimitri Bivol. But Steve Weisfeld also on that card. He had it 114-113. So it was a split decision. Called a split decision draw because one judge had it even. Of course, they're going to hook it up in a rematch. Of course, that will take place next week. The WBC titles online, the WBA titles online, IBF titles online, WBO titles online. So every title is online except Pedro's title. But the bottom line is all these titles online. Of course, somebody's going to Something's got to give here. I mean, not going to draw two times in a row. It's not going to draw two times in a row. Of course, Costanzo coming in 17-0 with 12 knockouts. I looked at his record. Isn't, you know, outside of Charlo, he hasn't fought a whole lot of good guys. And speaking of Charlo, of course, the brother of Jermall Charlo. Jermall Charlo is 160-pounder. Of course, the kid's getting like 32-0 with 25 knockouts, something like that. But he fought. He's fought me and Anthony and like 10 other guys like that. So as far as his fighting world-class guys or guys that are going to make me feel good about him fighting, the Charlo hasn't done it. The older Charlo, the bigger Charlo, has not done it yet. Anyway, Charlo, 34-1-1. Of course, he one loss suffered a couple years ago. It was that to Tony Harrison. Of course, he came back and beat Harrison, stopped him in the 11th round of a 12th-round event. But I got to tell you this. This is going to be an exciting fight. And why do I say that? Because both these guys, they thought they won the first fight. They both thought they won the first fight. So when you lose, I mean, it's like they both got robbed because it was a draw. So they both think they got robbed. So when you got guys both like that, both coming in super motivated, and I mean, these guys are both world-class guys. Costanzo fight was, as I said, 17-0. Of course, Charlo lost only at one fight to Tony Harrison, 34-1, 18 KOs. Of course, as I said, back to the thing with Charlo. Lack of decent world-class opposition. Guess what? Brian Costanzo, I think, is going to bring it. And I'm looking for Costanzo to pull off the upset here. Although it won't be that much of an upset, I think, that Charlo, because of the fact he's a Charlo, is going to be slightly favored going into this. Now, the other Charlo, this is Jermall Charlo, of course. He's been talking for years about wanting to fight Canelo Alvarez, make Canelo come down to 160. I mean, come on, man. You don't make Canelo come down to 160. If you really wanted a piece of Canelo's ASS, you would have stepped up to 168 when you had the opportunity. But you didn't want to. You didn't want to. You didn't want to force Canelo into a fight, maybe with Dana Benavidez later in the year after him fighting Charlo first. Because I think that Premier Boxing Champions, of course, about Al Haymon and company, I think they believe that Canelo would probably, Canelo would beat Charlo, but Benavidez is a coin toss. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The real threat at 160 pounds for Canelo Alvarez is David Benavidez, a kid from Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, he is like the real deal. He can fight. He's tall. He's rangy. He moves well. His footwork is not all that good, but he moves okay because he's tall and he's rangy. And he can throw with bad intentions. He throws hard punches, but he throws them with bad intentions. So when you've got that going on for you, I think that, put it this way, I would love to see Canelo and the 160-pound Jermall Charlo go, but that's probably not going to happen because Jermall Charlo doesn't want to step up. Of course, at one point in time, I think that he had a couple of different opportunities to do so, and he declined to do so. But I guess you can keep making like $1 million or close to $1 million for fighting, you know, non-entities like me and Anthony. I guess if you can keep making that kind of money, why not just keep making that kind of money? In other words, why risk it? And that's what the older Charlo brother, that's why risk it. That's what the reason, bottom line is, he doesn't want to risk it because I think he'll lose. At 160 pounds, I think Gennady Golovkin is probably the real deal. Even though he is 41 years old, of course, he's going to probably be the September opponent for Canelo Alvarez if they stick to the game plan right now. But Dmitry Bivol, with that gangster slapping of Canelo Alvarez last night, and yes, it was a gangster slapping. Okay, it wasn't close. It wasn't remotely close. It wasn't 115, 113. It wasn't 7-5 in rounds. It was like 9-3 in rounds, or maybe 10-2 in rounds. I mean, wow, you were like, I was trying to listen. When you get into a fight, and after 7 rounds, one guy's won 7 straight rounds, because the fight's already in the bag as far as the scores are concerned. So then I start looking to give welfare rounds away, or EBT rounds, or food stamp rounds away. And I was trying to give Canelo a couple of rounds, because I knew the judges were probably seeing things just a little bit differently than the average fan. The average fan thought that Canelo won 3 rounds. Hey, guess what? The fight judges thought he won 5 rounds. I didn't think it was that close. But at the end of the night, again, let's stop bitching. The right guy won. Now, Charlo and Costanzo, because next week, that's going to hook it up. That'll be for 154 pounds. Watch it. I think it's going to be on Showtime. Of course, Showtime is grabbing most of the days as far as Premier Boxing Champions are concerned. That's what Al Haymon does. Speaking of Al Haymon, I have tried to get him on the show. I saw his man, Sam Watson, a couple of weeks ago at a concert for the Isley Brothers down there in L.A. in Commerce, California. But I've tried to get Al Haymon on the show, man. I can't even get a picture of Al Haymon. Al Haymon's like the Howard Hughes of boxing. He doesn't show his face very often. I'm serious. He doesn't show his face. That guy that was running the mafia, Kinahan, over there in Dubai, he's got more pictures of him on the internet. Thousands of pictures, okay? Maybe you find one or two of Al Haymon. I kid you not. He's just like Mr. Undercover, no doubt about that. But he's running Premier Boxing Champions, and all in all, I think he's done a pretty good job. I mean, I'm not his biggest fan, but I think he's done a pretty good job. People said to me they wanted me to assess his abilities as a promoter. I think he's a pretty good promoter. I think he's done a good job thus far. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, brought to you in part by AAA Discreet Investigations. If you need a private investigator in California, look up AAA Discreet Investigations. The website, AAADINV.com. That's AAADINV.com. This is Ring Talk, and this is Tower of Power.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
I want to mention that the Rosa Parks of boxing, and she's white. Claire Burke, of course, boxing's, she's like the diva. She goes out and helps four-round fighters, six-round fighters get paid, things like that, when promoters try to screw them. Anyway, she was in the hospital for the most part of the last 10 days, but she's home now, and she's feeling better. And Ray Ibarra, my man from Texas, calls me during the show, as does Nancy F. I can't believe it. All week long, I get no phone calls, but my phone's like blowing up during the show. That's the way it is, I guess, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Tyson Fury, if you aforementioned, world heavyweight champion, of course, undefeated now in 32 fights, 33 fights, 32-0-1 with that one draw to Deontay Wilder, which, of course, he erased that blemish not once but twice. He is now the pound-for-pound king of boxing, according to BoxRec.com. Of course, Saul Alvarez, the king of boxing, pound-for-pound, 168-pound champion. I don't know how he loses when he goes up to 178.5, how you lose a pound-for-pound status when moving up in weight. I don't get it. I mean, if you stayed at the same weight and you lost, okay, I got that. But if you step up in weight and you lose, that shouldn't be held against you. It just shouldn't be held against you. But then again, these guys know a little about boxing. I mean, you know, we do records. We do record keeping. Yeah, well, you guys do a good job as far as the record keeping is concerned, but ratings, some of your ratings suck. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays. Sirius XM 217, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Twitch.tv. And of course, we come to you live on WBC TV, AKA Veev TV, coming to you out of Dallas, Texas. Of course, this comes to you 24/7. Check us out on their channel all the time, of course. In the pound for pound king of boxing, in my book right now, I would have to say Terrence Crawford. Of course, a young man out of Omaha, Nebraska, or as that lady tried, when that lady tried to sell me an airline ticket to Omaha, she said, "Would you like to go to Omaha?" I said, "Where? Omaha? You talking about Hawaii?" "Yeah, I want to go to Hawaii." She goes, "No, not Hawaii. Omaha's in Nebraska." I said, "You mean Omaha?" Anyway, bottom line is, I thought she was giving me a ticket to Hawaii. It was Omaha, Nebraska. At the end of the day, I think the guy from Omaha, Nebraska is the pound-for-pound king, without a doubt. Champion in three different weight classes. I think he will beat Errol Spence and put an end to that mystique. You have been listening to Ring Talk or watching Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Anthony Sandoval is the executive producer of this Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We thank you, and we hope that you continue to watch our show. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Respect your fellow human beings.